The history of Christmas traditions. Christmas is a time for traditions, whether it be food, gifts and present giving, or games. It's a time for family, friends, showing compassion, peace and goodwill towards others. It's a time of giving and sharing and decorating our houses. Going Christmas crackers. The humble Christmas cracker, with its paper hat, silly gift and terrible jokes, has graced the British dinner table at Christmas for hundreds of years. They began between 1845 and 1850, when a London sweetmaker named Tom Smith travelled to France and was intrigued by the sight of sweets in individual wrappers. Upon his return to England, he tried to sell a similar product, but they did not prove to be terribly popular. One cold night, Tom was sitting in front of his open fire, listening to the crackle and snap of the wood as it burned. He came upon the idea of adding a snap to the sweet wrappers so that his customers would have a wonderful surprise when opening them. These crackers became very popular. After his death, Tom Smith's sons continued the business, adding hats and small gifts to the sweet parcels. Christmas pudding. Christmas pudding, also known as figgy pudding and plum pudding, date back to the 15th century England. Sausages were stuffed with fruits, grains and spices to preserve the meat for longer. This was known as plum pottage and was served at the beginning of a meal. In 1647, King Charles I was executed and Oliver Cromwell led Britain as Lord Protector. Parliament did not approve of the merrymaking which occurred at Christmas, so Cromwell supported Parliament, banning carol singing, Christmas puddings, Yule logs and nativity scenes. In 1660, King Charles II was on the English throne and Christmas was restored. Turkey or goose? Goose was the usual choice of the Christmas table, as this was cheap. Only the wealthy enjoyed turkey. Many households did not own an oven, so would take their bird to the local butcher who would cook it ready for Christmas Day. Did you know mistletoe is a parasitic plant, which means it grows on other plants and feeds off their nutrients? There's a tradition of hanging a piece of mistletoe above a doorway so that couples may exchange a kiss as they pass through. This tradition led to the superstition that if someone had not been kissed beneath the mistletoe, they would not marry. These days, it's used as a festive decoration, but beware, the berries are poisonous. Victorian influence. Although Queen Victoria was brought up decorating a tree indoors at Christmas, her German husband, Prince Albert, was very keen on the tradition and decorated in the royal Christmas tree with wax candles and sugared plums. By the 1860s, it was a common practice for people to buy Christmas trees and decorate them with cinnamon sticks, oranges with cloves and pine cones. Before the Victorian era, giving presents usually occurred at the New Year. They were usually homemade and hung on the tree. However, the tradition took off and, as they became larger in size, the gifts had to be displayed beneath the tree rather than on it. Queen Victoria and her husband were also responsible for Christmas being centred around the family. With their 9 children, they made Christmas a special time to feast together, exchange presents and then have fun playing parlour games. The idea was reinforced by Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, where a selfish and miserable old man named Ebenezer Scrooge learned the true meaning of Christmas.